Join us here at Last Adam Tabernacle as we bring Christ to the nation.
Glory to God. Glory to God. What a wonderful day. I just want to first start by saying, let us get into a mood of thanksgiving right now, because that's what I felt when I had the testimonies. I felt like it's time to give thanks, yeah? So just take a moment in your seat and just start thanking God for whatever the 2020 has been for you. Just take that time right now and just be thankful. Just take that time and be thankful. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for our families. Thank you, God, for health. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that this church has still prevailed. Thank you, Lord, that Jesus is still on the throne. Thank you for your Holy Spirit, our sweet comforter. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for the graduations. Thank you for the marriages. Thank you for the babies, the ones that have come and the ones that are coming. We bless your holy name. Thank you for provision. Thank you, Lord. Take your time. Just thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. Thank you. You know exactly what he has done for you. You alone know. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for the jobs. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Abba, Father, we bless you. Thank you. Oh, Jehovah Jireh, thank you. Jehovah Nisi, we bless you. Thank you for protecting us. My goodness, you are protected people in this place. Thank you for your blood. Thank you for your faithfulness. My goodness, what a faithful God. Guys, just thank the Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Lord, thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Majesty. Thank you, King of Kings. Thank you, Protector of Protectors. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, Lord, for our children. Thank you for teaching our children. Thank you for visiting our children. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we thank him. Amen. Amen. Woohoo! Glory to God. You know, weirdly, I know we are few, but there's something beautiful about it, yeah? There's an intimacy, yeah? But yes, we are believing God for growth, but there's that intimacy, yes? And so let's enjoy it while we can for now, yes? Because, guys, 21 is going to be glorious, amen? Okay, 2020 is also glorious, but it's going to be even better. Glory to God. Good morning, church. My name is Sandra. My daughter is now calling me Mama Kunda. Can you imagine? Yeah, she's like, Mama Kunda. So you can call me Mama Kunda. Yeah. So what a blessed day. Whenever pastor asks me to minister, I first ask myself all sorts of questions. Pastor, does this get any easier? Yeah, so I ask myself all sorts of questions, but you know what? I realized, like, the word says that pastors, prophets, teachers are meant to equip us, yes, for the work of ministry, correct? So what does that mean? That he is equipping me to go out and minister, yes? So all of you here, notice you are being equipped for ministry, yes? Not to warm seats, but to minister to other people, yes? The times that we are living in, we need to minister to other people and, you know, tell them about Jesus Christ. So today, the topic for the day is the title is actually Deep Dive into Fasting in the Bible. Glory to God. People are looking like, why? It's December. Don't tell me it's time for fasting, right? Yeah, but there's a place for it, yeah? So we're going to look at what fasting is. Oh, it's on Saturday. Oh, okay. I actually had my Senga fast on my wedding. It was amazing. But anyway, fasting is referred to as the willful refrainment from eating. It's willful. You choose it. Yes? So if it's forced, that's, I think, starvation. Well, what they call it? Yeah, forced. Yes, hunger strike. It's, yeah, starvation, basically. So biblically speaking, fasting is giving up on food and or drink for a period of time to focus one's thoughts on God. Yes, he is the person to focus on during fasting. Fasting is essentially designed to help us draw closer. Yes, so I just want to be clear that this is it. I don't want to make it a doctrine or anything. It's just a way of life. Yes, and I will show you more about it. Now, it is not a form of penance. Yes, or a way to attain favor with God. Yeah, so if you want to be like, God, I fasted for 60 days, where are my points? I'm sorry, you're not going to receive any. Yes? Yeah, so it is not a way to attain favor with God through self-imposed suffering. It's not. Yeah? So now, like I said, it's a deep dive. Actually, I should have made it short, deep dive. So we're going to go through a couple of scriptures. I hope you brought your Bibles. We're going to go through, not a couple, many. Yeah, so we're going to read and see various people who fasted in the Bible, and we're going to look at each text and see, okay, why did they fast? Yeah, what did they achieve when they fasted? What happened when they fasted? Yeah, so this will hopefully encourage you in this fasting if you choose. Now, we're going to begin with King Jehoshaphat. Is that how they say his name? Oh, Jehoshaphat. I don't know, Jehoshaphat. Sure. All right. So, Shaphat. Yes. Okay, it was a typo. Sorry. So now, let's go to 2 Chronicles 20, 1 to 11. It happened after this that the people of Moab with the people of Ammon and others with them besides the Ammonites came to battle against Jehoshaphat. Then some came and told Jehoshaphat, that name, saying, a great multitude is coming against you from beyond the sea, from Syria, and they are in Hazazon Tamar, which is that one. And Jehoshaphat feared and set himself, have you seen that? He feared and set himself to seek the Lord and proclaimed a fast throughout all of Judah. Yeah. So Judah gathered together to ask help from the Lord. Are you seeing that? And from all the cities of Judah, they came to seek the Lord. Then Jehoshaphat stood in the assembly of Judah and Jerusalem in the house of the Lord before the new court and said, O Lord God of our fathers, are you not God in heaven? Do you not rule over all the kingdoms of the nations? And in your hand, is there not power and might so that no one is able to withstand you? Are you not our God who drove out the inhabitants of this land before your people Israel and gave it to the descendants of Abraham, your friend forever? If disaster comes upon us, sword, judgment, pestilence, or famine, we will stand before this temple and in your presence and cry out to you in our affliction, and you will hear and swear and save. Now, long story short, I'm going to just, because we have so many, later on, you know what happened, one of them among them stood and gave them a prophecy about the defeat of the Moabites, Ammon, and all that. So this was Judah and Jerusalem. They were a small, small nation, right? And then this whole army of Moab, of Ammon, and I'm told they were really, really a huge number of people, yeah? So you can imagine a small, like Kampala, Kampala, I'm not talking about Uganda, I'm talking about Kampala, is big, let's say, which nations? The US, Russia, come against Kampala. And then King Jehoshaphat is like, Lord our God, let us fast. Yeah? This is what he proclaimed, a fast. Yeah? So what do we learn from here? First, we learn in this text that they humbled themselves through a fast and the Lord spoke. A word came through from the Lord to change everything that had happened. If you know more about this story, you know that this is where Jehoshaphat, after he had heard the word of the Lord that they were going to defeat, he set the praise people before the army. Yeah? He set them before the army, and an ambush came, and they defeated the Ammonites and the Moabites. This all came after he had fasted, after he had humbled himself. So the question is, what are you going through right now? How big is whatever has come against you? What shall you do? Will you run to pastor? Will you run to... How about you employ the same thing here? Yeah? Come before God and say, oh Lord, Nkwetaga. Yeah? You are my God. Everyone knows that you are my God. I have proclaimed you before the people, just like Jehoshaphat came and declared. And you are God, the God who, you know, cleared the land for us so that we may be the inhabitants of Canaan. Yes? So this is a lesson for us from this text, yeah? So when you are in trouble, humble yourself, go before the Lord, and fast. Hmm? Yeah. What did you teach? Remind me? Spiritual warfare. Yes. It is a form of it. Right? So let's go to another text. This one, I call it Esther Fasts. You know this one, right? So chapter 3-4 talks about Haman. First of all, it was a whole prideful thing. He felt so bad that Mordecai did not bow to him, did not honor him, you know, because apparently the king had given him those props, yeah? So, and because of that pride, he was like, okay, Mordecai, then he's like, he's from the Jews. We have to finish them. Yeah? This is the word he used, annihilate. So, it's like how now, it's being a Jew, yeah? Now I'm putting it in this context. It's like now how Christians are kind of being the enemy, yeah? The good things, now good is evil and evil is good, yeah? So, you see, that's what was happening, but look, it's also happening now, yeah? So now, Mordecai goes in on the city gates. I'm giving the short version. Sorry, because we have a few. I'm giving the short version. So he goes at the city gates and he wears sackcloth and he's like, no. Yeah? He is mourning because what is about to happen to the Jews. Haman had sent out a decree. They had set a date. Imagine. There was even a reward. So that goes to show it was going to happen. It wasn't just, no. Imagine some evil guy goes into power and then he's like, guys, I'll give you money, yeah, to end the Christians in this country, yeah, to finish them. So this is what happens. Trust me, people will do it. They don't care, yeah? So that's like Randa, similar. And so... Mordecai goes and, you know, he's the uncle to the queen, Queen Esther, and she hears about it and sends people to find out more about why he's there. And he tells her the reason this guy has sent out that decree, and he shared with her that decree as well. And she was like, you know, I can't go before the king. I can't go before the king because even I haven't seen him in 30 days. I can't go and see him, like, just, you know, to go and plead, you know, because this king was really powerful, yeah? Literally, I'm just figuratively, life and death was in his tongue, literally. Yeah? So basically, can you hear me? Sorry, I removed that. Yeah, so she's saying, she's giving, okay, should I say an excuse? Maybe, yeah, an excuse. And Mordecai is like, my friend, I'm going to go to Esther 4:13-17. And do not think in your hearts that you will escape in the king's palace. He was telling her, just because you're the queen doesn't mean that this decree won't reach you, yeah? King's palace any more than all the other Jews. For if
you remain completely silent at this time, relief and deliverance will arise for the Jews from another place. I just want to look for you to look at this part. For if you remain completely silent at this time, relief and deliverance will arise from the Jews from another place. But you and your father's house will perish. Yet who knows whether you have come to the kingdom for such a time as this. Right? I think he was speaking prophetically for sure. And then Esther told them to reply to Mordecai. Go, gather all the Jews who are present in Shushan and fast for me. Neither eat nor drink for 3 days, night or day. My maids and I will fast likewise. And so I will go to the king, which is against the law, and if I perish, I perish. So Mordecai went his way and did according to all that Esther commanded him. Basically, Esther asked them to fast. Yeah? She proclaimed a fast after death had been proclaimed or decreed over the Jews. Yeah? That should sit in your mind, yeah? What form of death has been proclaimed or sent or said to you? What form of death? A fast. Yes? Yes. Now, see what happened after the fast. So it was when the king saw, that's 5:2, Esther 5:2. So it was when the king saw Queen Esther standing in the court, she found favor in his sight. Glory to God. And you know what happened after? The person who had come against her instead was the one hung on the gallows, and she was even blessed more. Yes? But guess what? Something happened in the spirit when they fasted. When they didn't eat, didn't drink for 3 days. Remember, she said, you don't just go into the courts of the king for, You don't. You don't just present yourself. You die. He sees you. Did I call you? Go. Dead. You know what I mean? Yeah. But something changed when they fasted. He said, hey. Like favor. Favor came. So do you need favor? Do you need favor? Mm-hmm. So, the word is very clear. She found favor in his sight. And then remember, earlier he said, Mordecai said, who knows? No, the Lord will raise up someone to deliver. So they receive deliverance through fasting. Something changes in the spirit when you fast. Something happens. May the Lord give us more revelation on that. So, this one is Daniel fasts. Daniel chapter 10, 1 to 9. In the third year of Cyrus, king of Persia, a message was revealed to me. I want you to just key on that. In the third year of Cyrus, king of Persia, a message was revealed to me, whose name was called Belteshazzar. A message was revealed to me. This sounds to me like a dream or a vision, yeah? This sounds to me like a dream. So key in on that. The message was true, but the appointed time was long. And Daniel understood the message and had understanding of the vision. So I ate no pleasant food. No meat or wine came into my mouth, nor did I anoint my tongue for 3 weeks. Now, I don't know, it's not very clear in this text whether he fasted those 3 weeks while he was waiting for an answer. I'm not sure, it's not very clear for me here. Or he set 3 weeks to fast. You get it? Either he was going to continue fasting had the answer not come, or he was doing 3 weeks exactly. I'm not sure, yeah? But the next part reveals to us that something was happening in the spirit while he was fasting, right? This man, you know, I'm not so sure if this is the Lord Jesus Christ, or because I'm told that there are angels who who look like men, like they look like men, right? Not wings, they look like actual men, and they have, there are some who are so powerful and you can almost think they're God, right? So I'm not sure about that part. You can ask the Lord to reveal that to you. I don't know if Pastor knows. Is it Christ? John, is it? I can fast and find out. Yes, right. Amen to that. That's a word in due season. Yeah. So, the next part reveals to us that what happened, what was happening in the spirit, and this man told him what happened when what was happening while he was fasting. So Daniel 10:12-14. Then he said to me, "Do not fear, Daniel, for from the first day that you set your heart to understand and to humble yourself before your God, your words were heard. And I have come because of your words." Let me first stop there for a second. Yeah? Remember, fasting, even in the Bible, fasting is humbling yourself. Yeah? So he said, from the first day, the Lord heard you. Yes? But then now he reveals why his answer didn't come immediately. "But the prince of the kingdom of Persia withstood me." How many days? How long did he fast? Yeah. So I think I've even answered my own question. I think he stopped fasting because at 21 days is when the answer came. Right? I think he was going to continue. But he was seeking the Lord for something. But something in the spirit. How many know that the spirit is where everything starts and then it manifests here? This is very clear. Everything that we need, the spirit realm has to first receive it, organize itself, and then we receive it here. If it does, if it's not in the spirit, forget it. Forget it. But it could be in the spirit, but you need to do something to bring it. Yeah? You need to align yourself to bring it. Let's look at 2020. It has been a year. A blessed year. Because we have learned a lot. Yes? We have learned a lot. I, myself, I'm just like, hey, like God, this year even existed. Like, oh my goodness. Like, wow. Like, okay, there's so much I've learned about this year. But I'm very thankful. In as much as it was tough, I'm thankful because it's making me stronger. Yeah? But there are promises that the Lord put for us in 2020. And unfortunately, the enemy decided to bring something that was, you know, but God is still on his throne. And he's like, guys, I still have your things. They are here. They are here. If you want to access them, access them. They are here. The Lord, your things are in heaven, you guys. They are here. Do not be deterred. Do not be shaken. He is faithful. He is faithful. But now, God is a God of, like, he doesn't impose. Eh? You have to also do your part. I have to tell you, at some point I was living this Christian life by default, like, okay, I'm praying, what? But now I realize, Sandra, you have to align yourself with God, with the things of God. You have to go in and press in. Otherwise, the enemy will just take your things for free. Yeah? So now, in this, he says, "Now I have come to make you understand what will happen to the people in the latter days, for the vision refers to many days yet to come." So Daniel's fast was very revealing of so many things in the spirit. We could even camp here. But we're going to continue. So this also, for me, this is what I also understood from this. When I have a dream that, like, have you ever had those dreams where you wake up and you're like, oh, sorry. Have you ever had those dreams where you wake up and say, what has just happened? Eh? Like this came from the pits of hell. You know, eh? Like those nasty dreams. There was a time recently when I had a dream and I was like, Lord, I actually felt weak. And I said, God, what did I do to let whatever this is into my mind, right?
And that day I decided, I'm going to fast. Whatever it is has to get out of my spirit. Yeah? After that dream, I fasted, and at the end of the day, I felt relief. By fasting, I mean taking time off food and drink and focusing on the Lord. Taking the attention off whatever it is, and then shoo, up. Yeah? And after that, I was relieved. I felt so much better, and the dream stopped. Now I just wanted to pose to you a question. I'm not going to answer it. What would have happened had Daniel stopped seeking the God for that answer? What do you think would have happened? Just a food for thought. If he had stopped at day three. Huh? Food for thought. So, now, this one, we're going to the next one. This one is Moses fasts. But this one is special because it was, I'm going to call it Moses' supernatural fast. So I'm going to give you the short version. Exodus 34. So this talks about how the Lord basically told Moses to come up the mountain and up the mount. And from there is when he gives to him the commandments. Yeah. Now, this was very interesting. Yeah. Exodus 34:27-40. So he was there with the Lord 40 days. You guys, have you heard? 40 days and 40 nights. He neither ate bread nor drank water. And he wrote on the tablets the words of the covenant, the 10 commandments. Then the Lord said to Moses, write these words, for according to the 10 of these words, I have made a covenant with you. Now it was so. When Moses came down from Mount Sinai, after not eating for 40 days and 40 nights, yeah? And the two tablets of the testimony were in Moses' hands when he came down from the mountain. That Moses did not know that the skin of his face shone while he talked with him. So when Aaron and all the children of Israel saw Moses, behold, the skin of his face shone, and they were afraid to come near him. Now, what do we see from this first? First of all, Moses was in the presence of God. Yeah? He was in the actual glory of God. Yeah? So don't take yourself and start 40 days and 40 nights. No food, no water. And then we bury you. There was something supernatural about this. Eh? He was with God the whole time. This reminds me of Enoch. He was with God the whole time. Yeah? He was in the presence. Therefore, his body was sustained by the actual presence of God. Yeah? So don't take yourself and be fasting Moses things. Unless the Lord, there are some people who the Lord has given that grace. But even then, you have to be in the presence of God, and there must be wisdom exercised coming off that fast. But in this particular one, it was very supernatural because he was what? Yes, he saw the glory of God, the face, yes. So, that was what was special about this fast. And then, this is the part that I loved. He glowed. All ye ladies. Maybe we should consider this before we get married, for those who are not yet. Consider this. There may be something to this, yeah? A supernatural glow. And if you recall, I think it was, what's his name? He kind of did a fast. Daniel, where he was saying, we won't eat the meats of the palace. We will eat fruits and whatnot. And then after, he even looked better than the other boys. Him, Belteshazzar, and the other three. Yeah. So, maybe that's a point to consider, right? For glowing skin. No, but this was something else. It was a supernatural glow. Yeah. So, and to go back to this point, have you ever met people who, they may be beautiful, but there's something off?
Like you look at them and you're like, what do we chiganye? Do you know what I mean? Am I making sense? Yeah, like there's that inner glow is not there. Yes? There's that, and then you meet someone, oh my goodness, just like a story. Okay, so when I was at campus, there was this, Pastor, now I'm doing your stories. Now, there was this lady, I used to hear about her. There's a friend of mine who was in tech, yes. And she was doing engineering or whatever, and she told me, Banange, this girl, guys fight over her like I don't even understand. I'm like, how hot is this chick? Like, all the time she's like, my goodness, people are following her. Like, you know, she was just the talk, literally. Sorry. Anyway, so I finally meet that chick, or that girl. I said, this is the... She was ordinary, yeah? When I first met her. But then I spent like an hour with her. I started staring at her. Yeah? First of all, she was born again. And then second, she had the joy of the Lord. Oh my goodness, she glowed. It was from within. Yes? And just people wanted to be around her because of that. I could see, for some reason, she emanated in a way love. Yeah? She was just, you know, there was that air that was just free. Like you could just be in her presence and laugh. So I got it. I was like, okay, now I get it. I get it why they are all over themselves. Because she's just, yeah, there's something beautiful about, like, it was her inner, her spirit was so beautiful, yeah? So I got it finally. So let's hope we will be such people, right? So now, that is the Old Testament. So I wanted to shift to the New Testament. It's fasting for us now. You know, there are some people who would be like, man, Sandra, you're telling me Old Testament stuff, but... Yeah, it's fasting for us now. Yeah. So, I'm going to go to Matthew 9:14-17. Then the disciples of John the Baptist came to Jesus asking, why do we and the Pharisees often fast? I think this is amplified. It puts in brackets, as a religious exercise. It's funny. But your disciples do not fast. And Jesus replied to them, can the guests of the bridegroom mourn while the bridegroom is with them? Then he says, the days will come when the bridegroom is taken away from them. And then they will what? Fast. Yeah? Jesus said it. Is he still here with us? Is the bridegroom here? No. He's gone. He says, now that I'm with them, there is no need. But when I leave them, they will fast. Yeah? It seems to me like he's saying, this is what I expect of them since I have gone. Yeah? So are we his disciples? I think we are. Therefore, we I don't want to make it, it's not a command, but I think it's implied that it's something that he expects us to do, right? Now, interestingly, let's go to Matthew 17:14-21. The boy healed from an evil spirit. Now this is after Jesus had come back from the Mount of Transfiguration, and Elijah and Moses, and so now he was coming back down with some of his disciples, and then he finds the other disciples standing around, and you know, they were trying to cast out a demon out of a boy, and things had failed, so. Jesus responds to them. Jesus answered and said, O faithless and perverse generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I bear with you? Bring him here to me, this boy with an evil spirit. In some texts it says he was a lunatic. Yeah? So, and Jesus rebuked the demon and it came out of him. And the child was cured from that very hour. Some texts talk about how he foamed at the mouth and all that, yeah?
Then the disciples came to Jesus privately and they said, "Why could we not cast it out?" So Jesus said to them, "Because of your unbelief. For assuredly I say to you, if you have faith as a mustard seed, you will say to this mountain, 'Move from here to there,' and it will move. And nothing will be impossible for you." Then some Bibles don't have this version. I don't know why. But this is the part that I wanted to focus on. "However, this kind does not go out except by prayer and fasting." If you don't have that version, if you don't have that in your, which version are you reading? Huh? Which one? I know NKJV has it, but I think ESV, NIV don't have it. Yeah? I don't know why. But I thought this was a game changer in terms of, now this text is very interesting, yeah? People, interpret it in two ways, yeah? There's one way where they're saying that the demon can only be cast out by prayer and fasting, right? Then there's another who says, no, he's not talking about the demon. He's saying about the faith, the unbelief can only be cast out by prayer and fasting. But interestingly, both sides have, the ones who have used casting out the demon, fasting, it has actually worked. And those ones who unbelief, casting out unbelief so that they can have the faith to cast out by fasting, it has also worked. So only, so I think it's where you apply it, yeah? Yeah, because the truth is, and I think I see where the other ones who say it's unbelief and not the demon, because it's the name of Jesus that casts out demons. It's the name of Jesus. But now I think it's the faith to stand and say, now, if you recall, we won't go there, but I think in Matthew 10, he tells them, he gives them the authority to cast out demons and whatnot. But now here in Matthew 17, and they were successful. You know, they had even come back to him. I think in Luke, you can check there. In Luke, they came back to him and they were like, the demons came out in your name. You know what I mean? But now it sounds like there was this other level now of demons. Yes? And the faith which they had was not the faith. They had unbelief when they encountered this kind of demon. Yeah? And so Jesus was saying, only by fasting and praying, yeah? Praying and fasting, can this unbelief go out so that you can cast out the demon? So this says to me that prayer and fasting removes, if you focus on God, if you humble yourself before God, these things will clear out. The unbelief brought about by, you've been reading Simanyi Witch News or watching Witch News, Corona, and you're like, no. You're not watching that. You're now on your Bible and you're like, you know, by His stripes I'm healed. By His stripes I'm walking in divine health. He sent His word and it healed them. You know, you're thinking on the things of God, yeah? And then that unbelief goes, yeah? So that's what I'm saying, that there's power that is generated, that is generated from prayer and fasting. It's so powerful that you can even cast out demons. Do you know you're supposed to cast out demons? Do you know? Do you think you can? Are you sure? Yeah, I'm seeing some people. You're sure you can? You have the faith. Yes, because you know what? Remember, it's in His name. Yeah, it's not you. It's in His name. Amen? So prayer and fasting actually builds faith. If you spend your time in the Word, you're praying. I hope you know. Like, I had this thing where I used to be an extremist. If I now focus on prayer, I'll even forget about reading the Word. If I focus on the Word, then I'll forget about prayer. If I focus on fasting, then I'll forget about all the other things. My God is like, no, Sandra, you have to be well-rounded. Yeah? Everything is needed. Prayer is needed. The Word is needed. Fasting is needed. I used not to fast. Now here I am teaching. Such a joke, yeah? I used to be like, God, I'll fast for 1 hour. Anyway, it was a sacrifice. I'm sure he, and also it was, I think people, anyway, let's not make a doctrine out of it. however the Lord leads you. but yeah, as long as it's not self-imposed suffering, yeah? Yeah, so now this is one thing that I wanted to also bring out. Jesus fasted. Let's go to Matthew 4, 1 to 4. Matthew 4, 1 to 4. Then Jesus was led up by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. Let's go back. Then Jesus said.
Let's read it together. Then Jesus was led up by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. And when he had fasted
40 days and 40 nights, afterwards he was hungry. Let's stop there. He was led by who? 40 days and 40? Guys, 40 days and 40 nights. Remember, Moses, it was also supernatural. This one was also, he was led, yeah? No food, no water. Oh, no, he was hungry. It's not when, it doesn't say that he had no water. But he was hungry. There was no thirst here. So I'm assuming he was drinking. That's my assumption. I'm just reading the word as it is. Why didn't you say he was hungry and thirsty? Yeah? We're just reading the word. Eh? So, why would the most perfect person, sinless, fast? Ask yourself a question. Why? You would think Jesus of all people shouldn't even bother. Right? Like he shouldn't. It's Jesus. Hello? But why? Why was he fasting? Why would Jesus, a sinless man, fast? So why are we sinful people, full of sin people, not fasting? There was something there. Right? And it goes to show in Matthew 17, he cast out the demon. And then he said, this kind does not go out except by prayer and fasting. This is because he himself fasts. But to me it sounds like it should be a lifestyle. Right? Yeah, I think it should be. It should be something that we should consider. In Acts 13, verse 1 to 3. Now in the church that was at Antioch, there were certain prophets and teachers. Barnabas, Simeon, who was called, I'm going to say it in French, Niger, Lucius of Cyrene, Manaen, who had been brought up with Herod the Tetrarch, and Saul. As they ministered to the Lord and fasted, the Holy Spirit said, now separate to me Barnabas and Saul for the work to which I have called them. Then, having fasted and prayed and laid hands on them, they sent them away. Yeah? What are we seeing in this? What are we seeing in this? Have you been asking God to speak to you? See what happened after they fasted. The Holy Spirit spoke, gave them direction. Are you asking God for direction? He gave them direction. He gave them instruction about what should happen. That, okay, now separate unto me Saul and Barnabas for the work of ministry. Yeah? After they had fasted. Yeah? I could also take it in the fact that they were also launched into ministry after fasting. Right? So do you need a word from God regarding, I don't know what, maybe your husband to be or your wife to be or the next job or what, something in your family or what? There's something about humbling yourself before the Lord. Seek me and you shall find. It's a promise. It's a guarantee. You will find. You will find. It's a guarantee. And one of those ways is humbling yourself through fasting and prayer.
and his word, just, you know, in that, you're like, God, what is going to happen? Eh? He will reveal to you. He's faithful, by the way. He is very faithful. Yeah? So, last but not least, Isaiah 58, 5 to 12. It's kind of a long text. Oh, it's a long text. Ooh, okay, let's go. Is a fast such as this what I have chosen? Did I say 5 to 12? Okay, let me first give you a pretext to this. At this point, the Israelites had been, they were fasting, yeah? It was part of their, I think, their, what they normally do, right? And they were fasting and they were seeing nothing happening. They were seeing nothing happening, you know? They were like, we are fasting, but, you know? Now the Lord responds to them and he says, Is a fast such as this what I have chosen? A day for man to humble himself with sorrow in his soul? Is it only to bow his head like a reed and to make sackcloth and ashes as a bed? Then, this is the amplified version. Pretending to have a repentant heart. Are you seeing that? This is an amplified. Do you call this a fast and a day pleasing to the Lord? You know, there's that pretend fasting. And you know, you can't pretend before God. He sees. The God who sees. I love that. Yeah? Rather, is this not the fast which I choose? Yeah? To undo the bonds of wickedness. So, for me, this sounds like fasting can also lead to undoing the bonds of wickedness in your life. Right? To tear the pieces of ropes of yoke, of the yoke. What is burdening you? Go before the Lord and humble yourself. To let the oppressed go free and break apart every enslaving yoke. Right? Then, this is something that is very, it sounds to me like a principle. So let's go ahead. Is it not to divide your bread with the hungry? To bring the homeless poor into the house? When you see the naked that you cover him, and not to hide yourself from your own flesh and blood? Then, your light will break out like the dawn, and your healing, yes, your restoration, your new life will quickly spring forth. Your righteousness will go before you, leading you to peace and prosperity. I'm reading Amplified. The glory of God will be your rear guard. Then you will call and the Lord will answer. You will cry for help and he will say, here I am. If you take away from your midst the yoke of oppression, the finger pointed in scorn toward the oppressed or the godly, every form of wicked speech, if you offer yourself to assist the hungry and satisfy the need of the afflicted, then again, it's like he repeated it twice. Yeah? And when there's repetition, you know it's serious. Then he says, then your light will rise in darkness and your gloom will become like midday. And the Lord will continually guide you and satisfy your soul in scorched and dry places and give strength to your bones. Then it goes, it's just beautiful going on. Eh? You can read. But for me, this particular scripture gave me a principle in this fasting thing. Yeah? And for me, it was, this fasting helps loosen bonds of wickedness. Yeah? If something I feel like is constraining me, yeah? I'll give an example. There was a time I was asking the Lord, okay, God, I feel like I'm not moving forward. I'm in the same place. I'm stuck. I don't know what it is. I need your understanding. What is it? Right? And I decided to go into a fast, and the Lord revealed to me what exactly was what was holding me back. And in that, just continuing that fast, he later, I believe he broke the bonds of wickedness that were, you know, encircling me. And there's also another principle here. It's about giving. During your fast, because here it says, is it not to divide your bread with the hungry? Huh? For me, it sounds like that. And he says it twice, by the way. He says, is it not to divide your bread with the hungry? And then he goes down here in,
Okay, I don't have verses. Then he goes back down here and then he says, if you offer yourself to assist the hungry. It sounds to me like the Lord is saying, you know, while you're fasting, also give. After all, even giving, there's something beneficial to it, yeah? And then he said, then your light will come forth. Yeah, help people. Help someone during your fast. It's pleasing to him, right? Help someone. Give what? Like, whatever. But be there for someone. It could be comfort. I don't know. Yeah? So then the Lord says, then your light will break out after this. He says it twice. It sounds like he's sealing it. Huh? Yeah. So, what am I saying? We've come to the end of the year. And I've gone through various scriptures. And I've shown you what various people were fasting for. Do you need deliverance? Yeah? Do you need a word from the Lord? Do you need direction? Do you want to just minister to the Lord? There is power in that. There's a gift at the end of that. Your light will break out like the dawn. Are you facing something insurmountable? Go into a fast and seek the Lord and he will listen. Amen? Amen? So, we're going, it's 2020, it's ending. Let's get our things, eh? Let's finish them from the Spirit. Say, God, I want everything that you promised me in 2020. 2021, say, God, direct me. That's what I think, yeah? 2021, Jan, you're like, God, now, how do we go with this year? Amen? Amen. So I hope you've been blessed as well. Stop.
Last Adam Tabernacle, Christ for the nations.